Kentucky's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for joining in to our Hawaiian Automotive. This week, this Saturday, I'd like to hear from you. Those people that stuck in the traffic. I'm very curious. Boy, that was one heck of a traffic. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 296-5467. Let me know. What you thought about that situation in the traffic? And do you know that being in traffic is really, really hard on your engine and transmission? It's worse than racing it down the corner mile. So, those of you that were stuck in the traffic, my goodness, your poor car took a beating. When you wax your car, I recommend using a soft bath towel to apply it. And a soft bath towel to remove it. And not a microfiber. The microfiber towel pulls some of the wax away from your car. So a regular bath towel. Okay, what do
we have? We have Sam from Lee.
You're there.
Yes, hi George. I got a quick question. I've been on the East Coast, and you know, when I came to Hawaii, I took a look at this, they call it the Zipler thing, the Zipler system.
Well, all they need is a concrete barrier and just open the gates when it's needed.
Yeah, that's cheaper and easier.
Yeah, they're talking about having to spend another $11 million for two more machines. That makes no sense.
You're right. But that's what we have for politics. It's not their money, so they don't care.
Yeah, they
believe
the existing barrier right there and just open the gates when they need it.
Yeah.
They don't need the machine.
I don't think they use a machine on the mainland, do they?
No. I was out in Washington, D.C. area for many years. They just have a fixed barrier and they open the gates.
I don't know. That's a worry. That is a worry. Make sense.
I just thought I had that question. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. That was a very good question. Why spend $11 million? And when it don't work, all of you get stuck in traffic. There's no common sense. Oh, excuse me. Common sense passed away in the 60s. Yeah. So anyway, who's next?
We have John from Honolulu.
Hi, John.
Hey, man, how you been, brother? We have quite a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. How are you?
Hey, you know, I got to tell you something. You know, when I was going up the hill by a pineapple field, you know, from North Shore, you're going up the hill, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Heading towards Waiwa.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a from Jackson, Michael, when you said Popolino, and my car just went, started stuttering, and I went to 30 miles an hour. I had to pull on the side and then put my chances up for making up the hill, you know, on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
What they called? What could have happened? It was all right when I went camping. It happened again, that was three weeks ago.
Your car was detonating.
It would be the gas, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Gonna be anything else.
Nope. You're gonna watch out. You're gonna blow the engine up.
Yeah. I was gonna talk to you about that traffic mess that we're having out here.
Mm-hmm.
And all the stupidity going on over there.
Yep, you
and,
got it. Stupidity.
And you see how that guy, the rail hit, the Boston?
Mm-hmm.
He said yesterday that he had to take his steering or his bonus of $35,000.
That is so idiotic. Why would you give an employee a raise?
You're already ruining the island.
Yeah.
That big monstrous rail thing.
Whatever.
Anyway, and also too, I'll tell you about that. But.
Okay. Yeah, folks. Anybody out there, tell me, if that guy for the rail was working for you in a company, and he was going over budget on everything, would you give him a raise? Would you give him a bonus? Hello? No way. I don't know what's wrong here. I don't know. We must be living in a different world here. It's really out of this world. Like the mayor in Big Island, he uses the county credit card. I mean, if he was working for you, would you keep him on staff? Or would you fire him? Most would fire him. Because he knows better than that, that he's not supposed to use the credit card for personal use. And to say that he don't have a credit card, oh no, what's wrong with that? But he must not be the only one, you know. There's a lot of people doing that. Same thing. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Let me know what you think, what you felt about the traffic, if you're caught in it, and all that. Sorry for my voice, but, you know, when you get carried away and stupid people, well, you know, who's next?
We have Brandon from Honolulu.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, George. Great show. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I got to agree with you. You know, when I heard that story about Billy Kanoa using a credit card, you know what I thought of? I thought of way back, maybe about almost 20 years ago, Bucky Lally Lindsay.
Yeah.
Using a credit card to go Las Vegas, right?
Yep.
If you did that for a private company, you know what can happen to your opponent? You'll be on the grass.
That's right.
You're going to be outside. You're not even be working already.
That's right.
And it was just outrageous. We went to a Korean bar on Shakir Valley and treated a couple of his political friends over there.
Mm-hmm.
And as men, we all know what goes on in those bars, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all know what goes on.
Yeah, the play jacks.
Yeah. And then another thing about this traffic nightmare. Yeah, if it's happening in private company, again, somebody's brought to be outside on the grass. Not sitting in their office, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. It's kind of thing with me for a while. It's really
messed up.
Makes it bad as a.
Oh, yeah.
And
why do they have to do
it? That's why a lot of people don't vote. But they think they're under the mindset that, they're going to have same people in there. And how come there's term limits for president and governor, but in House, Senate people, no more term limit, right?
Mm-hmm.
and to get 8 minutes for a judicial jumping, mm-hmm. but Jimmy and Apollo would have to leave the bat, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Something wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Here's your trade show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Who's next?
Yeah, Carol from Honolulu.
Hi, Carol.
Hey, George. I'm just calling back to report on the slide that you used for my tire that has the nail in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it seems to be holding. It's fine. It's been 2 days now. And it seems to be okay.
Huh?
You know the slime, the green, yes, for the tire that you use?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's okay. My tire is...
So it does work?
Yeah, it works well.
Good.
So, and I had a question. You know they have that product called Fix-It? Like if you have a flat or, flat tire. Is that recommended to you?
No.
Oh, why not? Why not?
It doesn't work.
Oh.
Slime works.
Oh, okay, but not Fix-It.
No. They used to, well, it started, slime started with bikes. Because they have tubes. And it worked. So they decided to try on automobiles. And that works.
But not the Fix-It?
No. Slime is the best.
Okay. Okay, just wanted to let you know.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
If you have a flat tire, folks, use slime. It's the green, yucky stuff called slime. You know, and my younger son, Brad, he saw it at the SEMA show in Las Vegas, and he said, hey, this stuff looks like it works. They drill the tires. Chaz, they drill the tires full of holes, and the green stuff ooze out, and it don't leak. It don't get flat. So, I guess it works. Carol's tires is working. So, but anyway, you know, I think we should get rid of that Zipmobile, Zipling, and just make it old style. Open the gate and let them through. Okay, who's next?
Ron from Honolulu.
Hey, Ron.
Hi, how you doing, George?
Okay.
You know, I gotta tell you, it's unbelievable. I was on the bus. I used to have a car, but it doesn't matter whether you're in a car or on the bus. I was at Capilani Boulevard. I think in the 25 years I've been here, I've never seen elsewhere too, traffic jams both directions.
Yep.
Both directions. And you know, and I said to someone, do you think it's real because of all these cars on the road?
No way.
Of course not. And another thing is, anyone who puts up where the islands are not, but what is the one that we are talking about? If you take a look at the watch, there's no room to build any more highways. You know, on the mainland, it would be a bigger problem, and there's a gap for you, there's nowhere to go.
That's right.
And if you take a look, you know, 90% of the islands is in the mountains, but it's all mountains.
Yep.
Where are you looking at, like, the coastline and the middle of the island, walking up? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I couldn't believe it. I didn't even know, I may sound dumb, but I didn't even know what a Zipmobile was. I don't own a car, first of all. You know, but of course, I'm interested in your program because I like, you know, I rent you cars and stuff, but you don't have to own a car to be able to pay for a show anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't believe it. I mean, that guy talking about moving concrete, is that what it is? Does Zipmobile move concrete?
Yep.
I never heard it.
That is so silly. They don't have it any place on the mainland.
They don't. I never saw. I live in on the mainland, so I moved here. I never saw a Zipmobile. I didn't even. I gotta tell you, I mean, seen dumb. I didn't even know what one was until because I've never seen them in action. I riding the freeway in the bus. I don't think I've ever seen a Zipmobile in action. I didn't even know what a Zipmobile was. I know that sounds dumb.
No.
I didn't even know what it was. I know you got other calls, but I'm just so unbelievable. This is unbelievable. And I went to Pearl City the other day. I couldn't believe all that construction. And your bus driver says rail.
That's right. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And I got to tell you before I go. I did call my bus driver, just kind of talking to Hanuman and Charles and you. But you know, I got to tell you, they have the technology now to put subways on almost anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't they get federal funding? We have some kind of federal funding. I think the subways here would be excellent. What do you think?
Better than the rail.
Better than the rail. And it would be hidden. You know, yep. I saw they had a announcement that there were only a TV series, but it must have been Lost. I think it was Lost. And I couldn't believe it. They had on Fisher Street, and they had the NDR. They had just like a New York subway. They were filming a scene there. And I envisioned the subway station on the new Fisher Street. I think that the subway compared to the rail, I think what's going to happen is when the rail is going to work for a lot of people.
Yep. Forget it.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. That traffic jam, I've never seen anything like it in the 25 years I've been working.
Yep. Poor thing.
Well, anyway, I know you got other calls, so I'll let you go.
Okay.
Oh, and feel better with that horse voice you have now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, feel better. I noticed that, but I hope it wasn't beyond the football coach. Take care, Joe.
Mahalo. Okay, we've got to go to a station break. So if you're listening to AM690, Hawaiian Automotive Online, we'll be right back. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyota. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior. Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Sure, Rolling Bob. Still amazed at this whole traffic thing. It just doesn't show everybody the complete failure of this whole road system here.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the zip lane. In essence, it takes out two lanes on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're telling me if you close two lanes on the freeway, the whole town shuts down? Yeah, I'm telling you, I've asked people because they go, and then when I present it like that, they're like, yeah, wait a minute, I'm going great. You have an accident on the freeway. The whole town shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, there's just somebody needs to relook at this. Something is wrong. It's not the simple deal. That's just a thing that an excuse.
Well, this should get rid of it.
Right, but you know, like the general was saying about the Washington area, and
yep.
You do it in San Diego.
Yeah.
You know where the barrier is?
Just move it.
Have a lane.
Yep.
And in the morning it goes into town, and tonight it blows out of town.
That's right.
And it's simple. And also, like I said before, like remember when the like truck hits the overpass and shuts down the freeway? Every mile or so, you put a gate where you can open it, so if you have that situation, you can kind of, you know, let the traffic go.
Yep.
But it's just amazing. And then I listened to the press conference. People, really? These are the people you vote in office. I'm not judging anybody by the way they're talking. I'm talking about what they're saying. They have a Whitmobile that was good for 15 years. It's 17 years old, and this is their work. And we don't know if we can appropriate the money, but we're going to have a meeting to discuss it. Complete incompetence.
Forget it.
I like I said, I already been, I got to stop. But because every time I think about it, my head is working.
That's what we have for politicians.
Right. And the answer is, and I told people this, you have to build what I call H4, which starts at Delight Park and goes all the way around the North Shore, similar to the beltway system that they use in cities. Again, you gotta have alternate to your highway. And I know it's ugly, but sorry, folks. Just think about it. And what if there's like a tsunami or something?
Oh, yeah.
You have to evacuate by PC back. There's nowhere to go. Okay. I got it all out. So, and you're right. If you aren't using like synthetic motor oil and you let your car idle for 5 hours like that,
Bad deal.
Not good. Yeah. Anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, now we're on that note. Just an announcement that this is our last month on AM 690. Okay? Just to let you know, our last month on AM 690. And if you want info, just go to my website, www.georgeleiter.com. Okay? We're going to try that for now. The cost is a little too high. But anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. If you have anything to say about the traffic jam and all that, you know what that other caller said, that's true. I have never seen a zipper lane on the mainland. Never did. So why do we have it here? Oh, that doesn't make sense. And you're taking away two lanes so that one lane can go. Don't make sense. Anyway, I recommend removing the industrial fallout from your car. Industrial fallout is the rough feeling you rub your hand on the paint. That is tiny, tiny, microscopic metal just burying into your paint, waiting to make it peel. Okay? Get rid of it with the clay bar. They have a clay bar kit that you can buy from any parts store.
Yeah.
And it has instructions on how to remove. And before. Okay, who do we have next on the phone?
We have Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, hello, George.
All right.
I want to say a couple things about.
Okay, I'll probably get there soon.
Great. Hello.
Okay, bye.
And that way we all know what we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, on Earth is Street, great aloha, good luck. The thing that people are not overlooking, when we talk about common sense, only way, and the cheapest way, to administratively deal with the problem. What do I mean by that? Me and about six other dozen, or half a dozen other people have been saying for years, they got to get cars off the road. Don't need Showmore Road. Don't need to have a Zipmobile, that's another $10 million. Don't need any of that stuff. Even cause license plates. And then you can administratively, collectively adjust it by saying, well, okay, you know, if you have an operating license plate and showing like the business, your grocery documentation, business, whatever, on the day you can drive the car. Or, maybe you go to the parking lot, they're going to be building for the rail, park and ride. And you can park there. Or you can hook up with one of the shuttle buses, regular buses, or share riding. I mean, it's all share riding options coming up today.
Mm-hmm.
And so, all this is important. If it's not your day to ride, you get a friend. Please know somebody else is going now. Straight off day, alternate day. Or just, take a kid with you, whatever. As long as you got two more people in your car, let's say, you can drive on the road. And I can say you can You're a businessman. You can buy 7 days a week. No problem. You got a commercial plate on your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
If you're rich enough, you want to say, well, I'm not going to drive by myself every day. Just, you know, then we'll get stickers. Pay for extra, get stickers. Saturday to Sunday, it's a free-for-all. It doesn't matter if you like to play it. Free-for-all, okay? You look at the number of people, George, that Bill Gates and Greater Aloha did not. You look at the number of cats and other heads in those cars. Out of every 10 cars, 8 to 9, I'm not going to be scientific about it, but at least 8 out of 10 cars, you got one person.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
So, it's an institute, and like they say, the beauty of it is it doesn't require any investment in the infrastructure. You know?
Never even got to town.
I know. So the point is this, that
unbelievable.
Yeah, and then too, like the guy who's calling and say about the guy wanna give up his bonus.
You don't give him a bonus for going over the budget.
I know, and then he gets paid $280,000 a year.
You cut his pay.
No, I mean the point is why even pay him that much?
That's right.
You know?
He's not doing the job right.
Yeah, the thing I stand on is the fact that I think if everybody would make the call or email, like I don't know how to use a computer, but if they would take and they would email whoever the people are in their district, that the representative and the representative and the senator, and put enough pressure on them, say, look,
we will not go for a higher property tax. We will want to abandon the rail. I
cut the budget.
Yeah, and if anything, I'd like to see you guys start a new tax. Whenever any properties are sold in the state of Hawaii, the state should collect a tax. 3% of the sales price, 5%, whatever they want to set it at. But in the time, I mean, like, when I know some people on my street that bought their place for $60,000, young couple, and they're paying every month, and then next thing you know, they made the sales for $100,000. Next time, the guy sells for $150,000. Today, they're selling this place for almost $1 million. And every time they do that, the young couple that bought their house are having to pay more property tax. And, you know, if the state was...
I'm sorry, but we got to get on. We got a lot of phone calls.
Okay.
Okay, mahalo. Okay. Break time?
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Lincoln.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remember that she said, and told me not to drink more, so I had to try to say. I felt proud of myself, but when he said I should, I didn't drink and drive, so sometimes I said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove off, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming on. Something I expect to be. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that called me threat was drunk. Mom, this boy seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea why he was flying away, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So a lot of people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting short enough. I'm getting pretty scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me on as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's next?
We have one, Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, George, yeah, I just wanted to, I heard about maybe about 10 minutes ago, you said that, what, this is the last month you're on vacation, huh?
Yes.
So, how was it like, you said maybe let me end up telling this is going to be going to another station, or you're going to be doing the radio show too, if you did that. I think the answer is on there. Thank you, guys.
We don't know what we're going to be doing, but in the meantime, Bob will be posting what we're doing on my website, www.georgeuta.com. We're just going to cut some costs and survive. Okay, who's next?
You have Debbie on the line.
Hi, Debbie.
Oh, hey, George, how are you doing?
Okay.
Sound like you're a little under the weather.
Yeah, Bob gave it to me.
Who did, Bob?
Yeah, he sent it through the microphone.
Well, I hope you feel better, George. I want to ask you, I want to make one comment, and then I'm going to ask you a question about my gas in my car. You had a caller, a couple of calls back that wanted to, if you work 7 days, you can drive for 7 days. If you're rich, you can drive all you want. You can pay for it. And if you do this, then you can't drive on this day. I don't know where some people's thoughts come from. Like, this isn't North Korea or anything. But if people want to take steps to that limit, why don't you just say the even letters of the alphabet can't have babies, which means those won't have people, which won't buy cars. And then the odd numbers can have one baby, and if you're a Z, maybe you can have as many babies as you want. I don't know, it just seems kind of crazy to do stuff like, you know, if you have a lot of money, you can pay to drive more than other people. Do you remember that phone call back there, George?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of silly.
Well, I don't think any politician would do that because they would be booed out of office.
Yeah, they would. But, yeah, like the guy getting a bonus. I always thought, didn't you, George, if you ever got a bonus, it's because you did a good job.
That's right.
Not because you think you deserve one. So many people getting bonuses and they're not even doing their job correctly. They cost people money and then they still expect their bonus.
That's right.
That's crazy. But anyway, I have a 2011 Chrysler. What does the C bring? Now they call it the 200. Even my book in the dealership, they tell me not to use more than 87 in my car, and I still use the high end of 92 or whatever, right?
Well,
why do they keep saying that?
Well, because that's what the owner's manual says. Excuse me. But, all those dealers, mechanics, and everybody don't know what the real octane is. There is no such thing as an 87.
Yeah, that's more like down around 80-something, probably, way down there, right?
Depending on the brand you're buying. But the only brand that is above 87 or at 87 is the Shell Premium V-Power.
So don't you still recommend to use the highest octane? Even if the book calls for it, because I haven't, then I've still been using the highest octane.
There is no such thing as highest octane. The Shell is the only one, the premium, is the only one above the minimum.
Really?
Yes.
Not just oil at all anymore?
No.
Okay. So I need to start buying that Shell. I buy Shell occasionally, but I've been buying it before because that's what we used to put in the car.
Yeah.
But that's not the best one.
The Shell V-Power gives you better mileage and it's the only one above minimum.
Okay. Alrighty.
Okay.
Yeah, well, thank you, George, but all you even lettered alphabet people, they said maybe if they, you know what I'm saying, if they don't have babies, they won't drive cars. How silly was that guy? I thought he was pretty silly. Anyway, George, you guys have a really nice Easter down there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Anyway, oh boy, a traffic jam or something else. But, you know, folks, think. When the rail hits Balihi, the traffic jam is going to be out of this world. Because they're going to have to dig up Dillingham. And you're not going to be able to use Dillingham. If you don't think that's true, let it happen. Okay? It's just like those drag racers. Way back in 94, I told them, the track is going to close. And nobody listened. Now, Oahu does not have a race track. So, let it be. Let it happen. Because that's the only way people know. Okay, who's next?
We have Michael from Honolulu.
Hi, Michael.
Yes, I'm glad that you're leaving the program. I'm kind of new, but I kind of like getting interested in your show. But I got a question here. You know that guy that in a real, he had a bonus a while back. He had a big bonus.
Right? Yep.
And I don't know who's giving him the bonus. That guy's a question.
That's right.
I haven't even kicked back. I mean, he's the hardest.
It's all a big joke, these politicians.
Man, I mean, the citizens of Hawaii,
they gotta wake up.
Yeah, because when they voted, they were always speaking. They didn't. They were brainwashed by the television advertisements from the mainland. And now, Caldwell, he has to appease those people that put him into office.
Yep.
Now the mayor is stuck. He is stuck, man. They slammed the entire Donald. I'm so sorry about what happened to the people of Hawaii. I'm pretty mad. Bunch of lies.
That's right.
And Caldwell, Mayor Caldwell, did the Senate move. He was witnessing people from the mainland slandering the entire town. I am very disappointed. Thank you.
Okay. Mahalo for the phone. Okay. Give us a call. 808-296. 5467 808-296-5467. Okay, so anyway.
You know, yesterday I had to drive a rental car.
Mm-hmm.
And the car drove terribly.
What do you mean?
It was like, the gas was, it was knocking. Like, I'd go up the hill and I'd lose power. Very bad. Like, that's the worst I've ever.
Yeah, it's because the gas is too weak.
Well, it's a rental car, so everybody's going to put 87 in it.
Yeah, but it's not 87. You know? And I keep saying it, but nobody out there is listening. So, anyway, this is our last month on AM 690. And if you're interested, go to the website, and we'll be doing it from the website or whatever. Okay? But you need to cut costs, and that's why this is the last month for Hawaiian Automotive. Another one. So anyway, I don't recommend tailgating, because when you tailgate, the front car throws rocks on your hood and chips the paint. If you stay far enough back, it doesn't chip your thing. Okay? Anyway. Okay. Who's next?
Well, you have Carol from Honolulu.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, George. Sorry to hear you're not going to be on anymore. I haven't been able to listen regularly. Long time on three. Listen, I thought this was the guy was saying about we should get out of the rail and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I happened to be at City Hall a couple of days ago for I had to testify on some stuff. Waikiki stuff, and they also were hearing about that's when the bond issue was coming up, the moratorium and to sell bonds for the rail.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there, so I just sat there and I listened. And so somebody did ask them, why don't you folks stop this? Why can't you get out of it? And one of the council members said that they did look into that, and if they try to stop the rail, just ditch it right now, they would owe $2 billion just to get out of it. Because they have all these contractual agreements that the city signed all these years, you know, like Ansaldo and all the contractors, the unions and all. It cost them $2 billion just to get out of it now if they tried to do that. And the city does not have $2 billion to pay all the contractual agreements, so they'd be stuck.
Well,
so they're caught between a rock and a hard place.
No, they're not. They're not. Because in a court of law, you can sue somebody, but if that person doesn't have the money to pay, you get nothing.
Well, I don't know how this stuff works. All I know is, you know, that they're having all kinds of problems, give or take. Either way you go, to do it or not to do it, there's a big problem.
Now, another thing is, they gave an estimate on how much it would cost to do the rail, and they went over budget.
They are very much over budget.
Yeah, so whenever you go over budget, you broke the contract.
Well,
you're out.
I don't know. You know what they're considering if they're gonna, you know, because they gotta pay people, and they don't have the money. So that's still, you know, the bond issue is still not definite yet. So they're still talking about it, whether they should do it or not.
This thing really stinks.
Yeah, I know it does. I told them. In fact, after I heard it, I got up and did a little statement of testimony when I didn't plan to. I told them that it wasn't a good idea, that I had watched this thing from the very beginning, and it was rotten from the beginning and all of that. But anyway, okay, so that's beside the point, okay? So it's a real mess, and they don't know how to get out of it because it would cost too much. And I don't know, I don't think they want to be in court for 50 years, you know, that kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so the other thing I was calling you about is that, oh, shoot.
Okay, wait. If they don't have $2 billion to do, how are they going to pay the other, billion?
That's why they would sell the bond. If they keep the rail going, and they got to pay all the people, you know. And so then they would sell bonds and raise the general excise tax another 0.5%. And from the general excise tax and the bonds, then they can afford to pay everybody as they're working on the rail. But if they stop doing the rail completely and ditch it, they don't have $2 billion right now in their pocket to pay everybody that they already signed agreements with. That's the problem.
Then too bad. You don't have the money.
And then, see, but Honolulu cannot, you know, the city would have to declare bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Cannot do that. That'll be even a bigger worse problem because that'll affect the whole of Honolulu, everything else regarding Honolulu. Oh, and a lot of your callers don't seem to know the difference between state and city. Because, you know, the guy said, oh, let the state collect 3% or whatever. The city collects the property taxes, not the state.
That's right.
Yeah, so, you know, the listeners need to educate themselves and learn the difference between the state and city. It makes a big difference who handles all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but the way I look at it is it's the same person.
Well, yeah, the state has been taking part of that general excise tax that was paid for the rail all these years. But the point is, still, the city is in charge of the rail project.
And we fire them.
Yeah. Well, they keep getting elected. What are you going to do? Because people don't know the difference, right?
I know.
Yeah, people don't try to educate themselves. And I didn't even know as much either until, even though I was watching it all these years from the beginning, from Olelo and you know, all this stuff. And I still even learned some more the other day when I was sitting there listening to it.
And you got furious.
Well, yeah, I mean, but, you know, you can't really get furious by now. I'm so disgusted with that, I tell you.
How come they don't make it good? You know, like when people want to buy homes, they got to qualify for the loan and stuff like that. They should have done that with us. See?
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, one of the council members did say, he said, no matter what you do, if general excise tax will not pay for this, because, you know, it could go over the amount we get for general excise tax, but he said, if the general excise tax doesn't pay for it, I refuse to take it up to raise property taxes to pay for it, because that's what Hart was working towards, that maybe, because they want to raise the general excise tax another 0.5% to pay for rail only, okay? Mm-hmm. And so if they do that, that means 1% from 2006, the first part was 0.5% they raised for the rail, And now they want to raise it again to another 0.5%. So it's a total of a 1% general excise tax. The entire island has been paying for the rail since 2006 with everything they buy. Medicine, food, clothing, everything. Okay? And the rail doesn't even benefit. It's not even going to Central Oahu. It's not even going to Hawaii Kai. Not even going to Waianae. It only goes to Kapolei. So, and the windward side, not at all. Mm-hmm. And all those people who live in all those areas, they don't know they've been paying for the rail, and they're not even getting any rail. You know, I thought about that. And so now they want to raise the general excise tax another 0.5%. The whole island's going to be paying for it. All those sides of the island's not going to get the rail. They're paying for it. They don't know. They don't listen to the news. They don't care or what. I don't know. I would never have gone for that. If the rail not coming to my area, I wouldn't vote for it. Yeah, no, makes sense. They don't say anything, people who live in those areas. Anyway.
Calm down.
I was calm down. And then, you know, listening to it the other day got me all upset again, because when I heard the guy say, $2 billion to get out of the rail. I thought, holy mackerel. You know, and, you know, the thought passed through my head when they were telling that stuff. I thought, hey, it's like these council people are being held for hostages.
Yep.
You know? I mean, it's like they have a gun at their head. Hart is trying to spend more and more money to get the rail going. You know, like the executive director getting big money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so they're spending more and more money. The more money they spend, the deeper in the hole they get.
Yep.
Over budget. And the council members can't do anything about that, because whether they quit the rail now or they don't quit the rail now, the council people will be held responsible for what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the council people are like being held hostage. And that flashed in my mind. I said, holy mackerel, how in the world can they ever get out of this? I feel sorry for them, actually. Like, Ann Kobayashi is the best. Every time they bring something up to the rail, I found out that day. I don't know if I should ever say this, but she always says no, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She really is a good person. I really like that man. She really cares about us. Like some of the others don't.
That's right.
Yeah, she's terrific. But anyway, that's the situation. It costs $2 billion if you quit rail now.
Okay. Mahalo.
Okay, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nika.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyota. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling it.
Okay, we have Dean from Milliland. Hey, Dean, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, George.
Hey.
I got a question about the TransOil transmission fluid.
Okay.
I went on the website, and they have two different ones for the automatic transmission. They're both WS, but there's one that says U15-1F and U15-1E.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they're both signature series fuel efficiency for the transmission.
It depends on what your manufacturer for your car recommends.
What number would that be?
You had to punch in, go to AmsOil.com, put in the year, make and model of your car, and all that stuff, and it'll come up.
Yeah.
Very easy. Okay?
Alright.
Okay, listen.
We have Rob from here.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
Hey! Boy, I'm a better, and I want you to be better too, so thank you.
radio. It's always just all these people. I respect the callers. But, hey, never mind. You know, living in Hawaii is a bad place. I got you to dress in the world if you're a politician.
That's right.
If you try to go find it, you're up to the place. Get voted in every time, you'll never know.
Use the county to the club. Sells a complete brand new body.
It's all sealed up, all original except for
Ford sells that.
What do you mean?
Ford. Call your Ford dealer. They can order the body for you.
No, but this is a complete car now.
Yes, brand new.
Oh, Ford does that or this other company I see on YouTube?
No, no. Ford does that, but you gotta have a VIN number of an older car that's all beat up. And you take the motor trans differential and put it on the new body.
This car comes complete with a CO2 1990.
Not worth it.
Not worth it.
No.
They also make a fastback.
Yeah,
the price is I'd rather have drum brakes and old school.
Yeah.
You like the old school, huh?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, George.
Thank you.
Okay. Real fast, we have Tom from up here.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, just wanted to do a quick high-tech graffiti artist now. Yeah, so you know, you're trying to sign on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Somebody reprogrammed it and they put their name, their name was here. So I'm Ronnie Kahani, Ronnie Kahana Avenue, no artist, I'm going to get it.
Hmm.
It's kind of funny.
Okay.
The way high tech is.
Thank you. Okay, I'd like to thank all the callers and remind you that this is our last one. Jeff Gaffley, take care of each other. See you on
the
flip side.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.